Hey there, dive buddies. Ready for another deep dive?
Always.
Buckle up because today we're talking ChatGPT, but not just the ChatGPT you know.
Oh no, not at all.
Hold on to your hats, folks, because it can talk back now, and I mean really
But you're
talk.
right to emphasize that.
Oh.
This isn't just some text-to-speech add-on.
Okay.
OpenAI just dropped some serious voice tech into ChatGPT, and it is blowing people's minds.
So I've checked out the articles you sent, and the first thing that caught my eye, advanced voice mode. I mean, just the name alone sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie. It really does.
It really does capture the essence of this update, and it speaks to this push for AI interactions that are more seamless, more human.
Hold on, two of voice modes. Advanced voice mode already sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie.
Right.
But now there's a second one.
There is.
Tell me more.
So there's the standard voice mode
Okay.
available for everyone, which uses models like GPT-4o to transcribe your speech and whip up a response.
Okay, that makes sense. It's like the voice assistants we're already used to, but then there's this advanced voice mode,
Yeah.
and that's where things get really interesting.
This is where OpenAI is pushing the boundaries of what AI can do. Advanced voice taps directly into GPT-4o's audio capabilities,
Oh.
meaning ChatGPT isn't just hearing you, it's listening. We're talking real-time conversation, understanding the nuances of how you speak.
Okay.
Your speed, your tone, even your
Hold
emotion.
on, hold on, hold on. Back up a second.
You know,
Emotion. Like
emotion.
ChatGPT can tell if I'm frustrated or excited by how I'm
You
talking.
know.
Exactly. It's not just about understanding the words anymore. It's about understanding the feeling behind them. It's a whole new level of interaction. And it's no wonder OpenAI is being super careful with who gets access right now.
Yeah, the articles mention it's only available to Plus and Team users for now, with a little sneak peek for free users every month. Except, and this is kind of a curveball, it looks like folks in the EU, Switzerland, Iceland, Norway, and Liechtenstein don't have access at all, even if they're paying members.
That's right. OpenAI hasn't said why explicitly, but it wouldn't be surprising if it's related to the stricter data privacy regulations in those areas.
Yeah.
It's definitely something to keep an eye on.
Makes you wonder if they're still ironing out some kinks with the technology,
Yeah.
or maybe gathering more data before they go wide with it.
It's the classic tech rollout. Start small, test, refine, and then unleash it on the world.
Speaking of unleashing, did you see they've given each AI voice its own little personality?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nine different voices to choose from,
Yeah.
each with a fun name and a little description. We're
Okay.
talking easygoing Arbor, inquisitive Vale, even a soothing voice called Ember.
It makes you wonder how those personalities, even if they're just clever marketing, might influence how we interact with the AI, right? Like, will choosing a particular voice actually change how we perceive the information it gives us? Fascinating stuff.
Okay, so we've covered the what. Now let's talk about the how. Let's say I'm ready to try this whole voice thing out. I open up ChatGPT, and what do I do? Is there like a big red button that says, talk to me?
Not quite that dramatic.
But close. You'll see a little microphone icon right there in the ChatGPT interface. You tap that, pick your AI voice of choice, and start talking.
So easy. Even I can do it. And I was reading that OpenAI really went all out with the features, so I can mute myself mid-conversation,
Yeah, absolutely.
change the voice on the fly,
You got it.
even have a conversation going in the background while I'm doing something else on my phone.
All of that and more. And that's really, I think, what they're highlighting here is just the flexibility and how seamless of an experience they want this to be. Imagine, you're in the middle of brainstorming with ChatGPT,
Right.
and suddenly you need to look up something online. You don't have to end the conversation.
Right.
You can just switch it to the background and pick up right where you left off.
Okay, this is blowing my mind a little. It's like having a conversation with
It
someone,
really is.
except that someone is a super smart AI,
Yeah.
and you can just like pause them when you need to.
It really does change the dynamic of interacting with AI. It's
Wild.
not just about typing commands anymore. It's about having this back and forth,
Yeah.
just like you would with a colleague or a friend.
Speaking of back and forth, did you catch that we can also resume previous conversations where we left off?
Yes.
Even if we switch between text and voice. So, like, I could start typing out a question,
Yeah.
then get tired of typing,
Right.
just start talking.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Although there is one little quirk you should know about. You can resume an advanced voice chat in any mode,
Okay.
text, standard voice, whatever, but you can't start in text or standard voice and then jump into advanced voice.
Oh, really? That's kind of a bummer. Why is that?
It's most likely because Advanced Voice doesn't yet have all the features of the other modes. For instance, right now, it can't handle images. So if you were to start in a text mode and try to switch, there's a chance the conversation would get disjointed if there were images involved.
Ah, that makes sense. Okay, so it's super cool and futuristic, but there are still some limits.
Sure.
Which, let's be real, is usually the case with cutting-edge tech.
Exactly. There's always that fine print we have to consider.
Speaking of fine print, what about the limits on usage? The articles you sent mention OpenAI puts limits on how much we can actually use advanced voice mode each day.
Right.
And get this.
Yeah.
Those limits can change.
That's right. They haven't said exactly how much you can use it before hitting the brakes, which is a little bit of a head scratcher, but
right.
They're clear that it's subject to change.
Which makes me think it's probably tied to how much their systems can handle at any given time.
Oh, absolutely.
All that real-time processing of voices has got to be a ton of work for even a supercomputer.
It's true. We often, I think, forget that all this amazing AI magic still relies on, you know, physical servers and processing power.
Right, right.
And when you're talking about understanding and responding to human speech,
yeah,
with all its nuance and complexity,
oh yeah.
Well, let's just say those servers earn their keep.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
And then there's the whole your microphone matters thing, which I guess is true for any voice assistant. The articles even mentioned using car Bluetooth or speakerphone isn't ideal for advanced voice mode.
Right, which tells me they're still fine-tuning the experience.
Okay.
Trying to minimize, you know, any hiccups or frustrations on the user end.
It's like they're saying, hey, we're not quite ready for you to be chatting with ChatGPT while you're cruising down the highway.
Exactly. Though, knowing how fast AI moves,
yeah,
that day may be sooner than we think.
Oh, I'm sure. Okay, so we're talking to our phones.
Right.
Having these almost two human conversations with ChatGPT.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's like something straight out of Star Trek.
It really is.
But it also brings up some, well, let's call them interesting questions about privacy.
Yeah, you're right to raise that.
Mm-hmm.
When we start interacting with AI using our voices, we're entering uncharted territory in terms of data privacy.
Exactly. So let's talk about the elephant in the room.
Okay.
What is OpenAI actually doing with all that juicy voice data we're feeding it?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
It really is.
For advanced voice mode, OpenAI says they keep those audio clips connected to your chat history.
Okay.
Delete the chat.
Yeah.
The audio gets deleted eventually within 30 days unless they have, you know, a legal or security reason to keep it longer.
Right.
But here's the real kicker.
Okay.
Standard voice audio.
Okay.
The kind everyone has access to.
Right.
That gets deleted as soon as it's transcribed.
Okay.
Unless you specifically opt into sharing it.
Hold up. We have a choice.
It seems that way.
We can actually tell OpenAI, hey, feel free to toss my voice into the AI learning machine.
That seems to be the case. It's optional, of course.
Uh-huh.
And OpenAI says they strip out personally identifiable information.
Okay.
But still, it really underscores the fact that we're not just shaping AI with the words we type anymore.
Right.
It's our actual voices, our inflections, our laughter.
It's all going into the mix, yeah?
All going into the mix.
It really makes you think, doesn't it?
It does.
Are we creating something amazing, or are we handing over the keys to the kingdom,
right,
one voice memo at a time?
It's a question we'll all have to grapple with as voice AI becomes more and more prevalent.
It's enough to make your head spin, right? The future of how we talk to technology and how it talks back is unfolding right before our eyes and ears. This deep dive may be over, but the conversation is just getting started. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and who knows, maybe have a chat with ChatGPT. It might just surprise you.